This Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Well, since the word vengeance has a negative connotation, that people are behaving outside the law instead of working with the police and the local district attorney or perhaps even private investigators themselves.
Getting even with the person, making them feel what they've done to me, even if I've been done wrong, even if it's the slightest thing, kind of making them feel it worse than I did.
I believe vengeance is someone trying to right a wrong, whether to themselves or to society. It may be a violent thing, it may not, but something bad is usually coming.
Before I became a Christian, vengeance meant to me that if you did me wrong, I was going to get you back.
I got to have payback. I must have payback. I will get payback.
You're trying to restore your pride, and you know, pride is like a cancer on the soul, you know. It does nobody good to harbor vengeance against anyone. It takes a lot of energy. It's just too much time.
A lot of people don't want to wait on God. I mean, I'm just being, you know, flat out honest, you know. I mean, sometimes God be taking too long. I want to do it myself.
Hello, this is Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, what an exciting program we have for you today. We're teaching on the truth of God's vengeance. Praise God. Well, at the beginning of our program, we heard the views of everyday people in their meaning of vengeance. Well, some believe that vengeance is an action that one must take into their own hands to get back at somebody, some revenge or something like that. But in today's program, we're going to reveal the true meaning of vengeance according to God's word. Now, here's what it means. It has nothing to do with hatred or nothing to do with getting revenge or some emotional retaliation. But it is something that proceeds out of a love of justice from the heart of God. Praise God. Vengeance. So let's hear the truth about God's vengeance. Get your Bibles, pencils and papers ready. Take some good notes now. Let's go into it. It's called The Truth of Vengeance. Look what it says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. But you are come unto Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn. Say firstborn. You'll notice that Jesus is no longer called the only begotten Son of God once you get out of the Gospels. Because after that, he is not the only begotten Son of God. I am also a begotten Son of God. But he is now called the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all. Underline that, because you just saw the judge up here. And to the spirits of just men made perfect. So notice what we just read, that God is the judge. So now when we're talking about wrong being done, the way that we can cut some things off and the way that we can get a recompense is that we must bring the right party to the heavenly court. All right, now let's deal with this for just a minute. The kingdom, one man said that the kingdom really hasn't been preached in over 400 years. That's what he said. Now, religion's been preached. I'm a Baptist. I'm preaching this. I'm a Methodist. I'm preaching this. I'm a Church of God in Christ. I'm preaching this. I'm Pentecostal Holiness. I'm preaching this. Now let's go overseas. I'm the Anglican Church. I'm preaching this. But one of them churches was over those slaves. See? And religion blinds folk. Because it's all about you coming to a place and doing something and then trying to act nice for a few hours and then going back and do what you do.
But the kingdom is in you. And wherever you go, God is there convicting you, compelling you, come on now, guiding you, speaking to you. So now the kingdom must be preached. And Jesus came to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. Now, what is it about? It's not so much about you going to heaven, because if you look at Ephesians chapter 2, he said you are already seated there with him in heavenly places. So it tells me I got heaven made. What I got to do now is work on getting heaven, come on, down to this earth. And heaven is a place of justice. Say amen to that. So you and I are going to be carriers of justice. Now, Jesus said something. He that is not with me, come on, is against me. Is against me. So I'm saying religion, look at the religion now that spawned terrorism. That's religion, folks. Come on now. They're saying if you don't belong to that, you're an infidel. Yes, amen to that. That's what they say. How about another religion? Even KKK. It got a cross. They burn a cross, man. Now, just hear what I'm saying now, because we're not talking about people. You better hear what I'm saying. Not talking about people. I'm saying that all of them are walking in darkness. If they don't have the light of the kingdom, and if they are not depending on the kingdom and see God as their source, then the light of the kingdom is not shining in them. The Apostle Paul was an extremely religious man, but he was a terrorist. He would come in people's house and they confess Christ as the Lord and Savior, and he'd grab them and pull them out of there and hear their children crying to mama, mama, don't go. And Paul had no mercy. How about the man who was hauling some of those slaves from those coastlines, and he came in, but one day something happened to him. He once was blind, but now he could see. And he came up with a song. Amazing grace, how sweet. Let me tell you, some of us, if you knew what you know now, you wouldn't have did what you did then. Come on now. Say amen to this. So don't be trying to take the splinter out of somebody else's eye without first taking that stick out of your own. Say amen. No, saints. If you get out of love, yes, sir, none of this will work. Yes, sir. You've got to stay in love. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So it's interesting here. Justice. So now let's see how that fits into what we're talking about. Let's go to two places. Let's go to Luke chapter 4 and then Isaiah chapter 61. Luke chapter 4 and Isaiah chapter 61. All right, praise the Lord. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus was given a book of the prophet Isaiah. Verse 17, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. Now notice what he did. He now read out of Isaiah. And he read out of Isaiah chapter 61. Let's go back and see what he read. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste. They shall raise up former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed their flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers, but you shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God, and you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. For your shame, you shall have double. For your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Come on down to verse 8. For I, the Lord, love judgment. That word judgment translates, guess what? Justice. I hate robbery for a burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. All right. Jesus came to preach that. So in this, we're talking about vengeance and recompense. Vengeance has nothing to do with hate. It's nothing to do with resentment or some emotional retaliation. Vengeance proceeds from God's love of justice, the necessity of punishing offenders. Recompense. Recompense means to compensate. It means to repay, to return an equivalent of anything done or suffered, to make amends. Now, I want you to see something. There is a former and latter rain. Jesus ministered mainly under the former. Let's go and look at Luke chapter 9, please. And starting at verse 53. Luke 9, 53. I just told you, vengeance had nothing to do with hate or resentment. Now understand, when Jesus preached, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captive, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach acceptable year of the Lord. He closed the book and set out. He didn't say anything about vengeance, because vengeance was not a part of his ministry. He was under the former reign. But this justice, Lord have mercy. As soon as Jesus left and the Holy Ghost came, the day of vengeance came upon the enemies of God's people. Lord have mercy. Stay with me. Look at verse 53. And they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. Look at me. Jesus went to preach, went through that village. He was headed to Jerusalem. Now, he had prayed for Jerusalem. He had not prayed for that village. He was headed to Jerusalem because now is the time for his passion, that he was going to give his life for all mankind, humanity. So what happened? He's going to Jerusalem, and he went to the village, and the disciples were used to people coming out and so forth. Nobody came out. Look at the reaction of the disciples. And when the disciples, James and John, saw that, they said, "Lord, will thou that we command fire to come down and from heaven and burn this bunch?" I'm just talking, putting my own words now. "Consume them," just like Elias did. But he turned and rebuked them. He said, "Now you don't know what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." And they went to another village. Look how he handled this case. Considering somebody that didn't come out to see it, so forth and so on. Look how he told his disciples to handle that. Now, this is Jesus' ministry. But once he left, the Holy Ghost started. Let's look at his ministry. Let's turn to Acts and chapter 13. Come on, I'm going to help you now. I said I'm going to help you now. In Acts and chapter 13, glory to God. This is good stuff. Now, remember, this is time for God's favor. Now, what is favor? Remember, favor means to support. It means to assist. It means, now, I'm not talking about, hey, you know, you favor your daddy. I'm not talking about that favor. That, again, we got the wrong definition. That's not in the Bible. Favor has to do with divine assistance. It has to do with God providing advantages to you above everybody else. Him showing you special privileges. Him featuring you. Him bringing you into a place of making it easy for you. Him granting you special privileges, providing advantages for you. You ought to expect favor everywhere you go. You go into a place, you're supposed to expect favor to come in. Say amen now. So look what it says here, Acts chapter 13. Now, this is when they're going, and Paul had joined them because Paul had gotten born again now and so forth. And verse 2, and they ministered to the Lord and fasted. And the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work unto I have called them." So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia. And from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews, and they had also John to their minister. And when they had gone through the Isle of Patmos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country. Deputy means governor. Sergius Paulus, a prudent man. Prudent means got some sense, intelligent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so his name is by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. And he said, "O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, will thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord?" Now, Jesus would have ignored Elymas. "And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season." And immediately there fell on him a mist in the darkness, and he went about seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Now the deputy, when he saw this was done, he believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Now wait a minute, I want to see something here. I want to see vengeance taken over. I want to see the fact that Jesus, gone, seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. But now the Holy Ghost is here. Now Jesus had made a statement. He said that upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So the first job of the Holy Ghost in these last days is to execute vengeance upon all the enemies of God's people, and nothing will escape them. Him. Are you with me here? Now, you got to understand, it's not about hatred. It's about judgment. It's about justice. It's about something that God is going to do through you, that the set time has come, that nothing is going to be able to stop you. Because the favor of God is working for you, and now you cannot any longer be molested. You cannot any longer be assaulted. You can no longer be harassed. You can no longer be tormented. God is going to judge anyone who wants to take you on, because he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. God is going to build his church and execute vengeance upon anybody that's trying to stop it and stand in the way. The Holy Ghost is come now. He's going to convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And I'm here to tell you right now that God, it's not intended for you to have to fight your own battles anymore. You're not going to have to get even with anybody. So whatever from now on has been tampering with your destiny in God is going to have to be dealt with. Whatever's been afflicting your body is going to have to be dealt with. Whatever's been humiliating you, whatever's been against your peace and your progress, against your career, your business, your children, everything else is now being put down, because God's vengeance is now taking over. Say amen to that. Now, we can't leave off recompense. Look what he says in Hebrews chapter 10. Look at verse 30, if you will. For we know him that has said what? Vengeance, come on, belongeth to me. Who is me? God. And who will recompense? God will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall what? He's going to judge his people. I told you that when the latter rain comes, that's when the vengeance begins. And I'm saying that it begins in the day of vengeance upon all the enemies of God's people. Now, this is going to beautify the church. And I'm saying that everything that has been done to you, heaven has monitored it. Heaven has kept records of every bit of injustice that's been done to his people. No matter what your background, no matter where you come from, everything that has been embezzled from you, extorted from you, stolen from you, defrauded from you, exploited from you, scammed from you, robbed from you, substituted for you, everything that's been resisting you is now going to be restored. Everything is going to be brought back, because now is a set time of God's favor among his people. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you've been empowered by that teaching. Now, it's called The Truth of Vengeance. Now, let's look at 4 points here that I'd like you to remember. One, that vengeance has nothing to do with hatred or some resentment or any kind of emotional retaliation. But vengeance is something that proceeds from a love of justice from the heart of God. And God is love. Now, secondly, expect divine favor and assistance in everything you do. Expect special privileges. Expect God to give you advantages. I mean, literally, everywhere you go, everywhere you show up, expect the favor of God. Thirdly, you do not have to fight your own battles. Now, once you've come into this anointing, the Holy Spirit executes vengeance
upon all the enemies of God's people, and nothing shall escape him. Number four, stay in love. You see, all this works on a platform of love. So let's take a look at today's special offer. I'll be right back.
Now is the set time for justice to prevail on God's people who have been oppressed with forces that have sat on their destiny.
Justice is one of the main channels through which heaven's economy shall manifest. So whatever is now tampering with your destiny in God, whatever's after your peace, your progress, your career, your business, your children, God is going to command vengeance.
In this timely teaching by Dr. Bill Winston, your confidence is reestablished and hope is restored for receiving your day of justice.
God has kept records of everything that has been done to you, that has been stolen from you, that has been defrauded from you, that has been robbed from you. God has records, and today,
in this series, Dr. Bill Winston reveals why this set time cannot be stopped. God brings forth justice, not you. Vengeance is not hate, but the love of justice, and so much more. To order your copy of Your Day of Justice, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. This is the set time to be victorious and win the battle in your day of justice.
Oh, praise the Lord. Now that series you want to get, because now that gives you the faith to activate God's vengeance and his justice and recompense in your life. Here's what it says in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 30. Vengeance belongeth to me, saith the Lord, and I will recompense. Praise God. We have his promise. Well, that's all we have for this time. This is Bill Winston saying we'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Help us fulfill the Great Commission by partnering with us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. To become a partner today, simply go online to www.billwinston.org and click on Become a Partner. Your giving to Bill Winston Ministries helps us take the gospel to your local communities and to the nations of the world. When you sow your financial seed today, know that every soul saved, every life transformed, and every family restored is accredited to your account. To become a partner, go online to www.billwinston.org. Thank you, partners, for helping us transform this world through the love of Jesus Christ.
Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000.